Live from NPR News, I'm Lakshmi Singh. With the national COVID-19 vaccination drive far behind schedule, the Trump administration is now releasing millions of vaccine doses it was holding back for booster shots so more Americans can be inoculated quickly. Your Secretary Alex Azar.
We are telling states they should open vaccinations to all people over age 60, 65 and over, and all people under age 65 with a comorbidity with some form of medical documentation as defined by governors.
The Health and Human Services Secretary, a short time ago, the new strategy runs counter to recommendations from the CDC. Last week, President-elect Biden said he would speed up vaccinations and release more doses after he takes office in just over a week. Well, the House will take up legislation today calling on Vice President Mike Pence to invoke the 25th Amendment to remove President Trump from office following last week's Trump-fueled violence at the Capitol. Here's NPR's Gloria Grisales.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and incoming Majority Leader Chuck Schumer have repeatedly called for Pence to invoke the 25th Amendment. But with Pence not responding to their request, Democrats will take up a resolution calling for Trump's removal. House Democrats are expected to debate the legislation sponsored by Maryland, Jamie Raskin, and they believe they have the votes to pass it. However, they likely won't see the legislation taken up in the Senate anytime soon. The upper chamber isn't slated to convene until the day before President-elect Joe Biden takes office. However, House Democrats say regardless, they'll take up a second impeachment of President Trump the following day. Claudia Grisales, NPR News, Washington.
A man reported to be the son of a New York Supreme Court judge is now in federal custody in connection with last Wednesday's deadly attack. The Department of Justice says 34-year-old Aaron Mostofsky stole a police officer's riot shield and protective vest after storming the building. Attorneys for the Trump administration now say the U.S. Census Bureau is not likely to finish its quality checks on the 2020 national headcount before March. Here's NPR's Hanzi Lawong.
A week after Justice Department attorneys said the first results from the 2020 census would likely come out in early February, the Trump administration has informed a federal judge of a further delay. The projected release date is now March 6th for the new state population numbers that determine representation in Congress and the Electoral College for the next decade. The Census Bureau is still trying to fix irregularities it's found in records for last year's count, which was upended by the pandemic and last-minute changes by Trump officials. The new timing means that the chances of President Trump carrying out a plan to alter the numbers are growing dimmer. Hanzi Lawong, NPR News, New York.
The Dow is up slightly at 31,019. You're listening to NPR News. Just hours before her execution today, death row inmate Lisa Montgomery has secured a reprieve. A judge says a court has to determine if the Kansas woman is mentally competent. Montgomery was convicted in 2004 of the gruesome murder of a pregnant woman whose newborn was cut from her womb. The inmate was the first female in nearly 70 years scheduled for execution by the U.S. government. Just days before presidential elections, Uganda's opposition leader says his house has been raided and his driver killed. NPR's Ada Peralta reports Ugandan President Yoweri Museveni is facing the toughest challenge yet to his 35-year rule.
Here in the capital, the military is conducting patrols on foot. President Yoweri Museveni's main rival, Bobi Wine, says the tactics are meant to intimidate voters. But he encouraged Ugandans to come out in mass, vote, and then remain at the polling sites to, quote, protect their vote.
The people of Uganda are not going to accept any illegality. The people of Uganda are not going to accept any alteration of their voice.
Bobi Wine is a popular singer who has electrified Uganda's massive young population. Citing the pandemic, the government says Ugandans should vote and go home. So this call by the opposition to remain at polling stations sets the stage for a confrontation. Ada Peralta, NPR News, Kampala.
U.S. markets mixed this hour. The Dow is up slightly at 31,009. NASDAQ also up slightly at 13,040. S&P is down 5. This is NPR.